Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The chairs of the Republican National Committee and Michigan's Republican Party are calling on Michigan's Board of State Canvassers to delay certifying results of the presidential campaign for 2 weeks to allow for a full audit of votes in Wayne County, the state's largest. They cite unsubstantiated claims of irregularities alleged by a losing Republican Senate candidate. NPR's Ron Elving says other legal efforts by President Trump and his supporters to delegitimize election results have not been successful.
In Pennsylvania, you've got a blizzard of court filings at the state and federal levels that have produced basically nothing. One after another has been withdrawn or dismissed with no change. Georgia certified its results on Friday, so another one in the barn. The Trump campaign could still seek another machine recount there after the hand recount that's already been done. But all the relevant statewide officials have already signed off, including the governor, who is a major Trump supporter.
Several white supremacists in North Carolina with ties to the U.S. military are under arrest and facing felony weapons charges. NPR's Amy Held reports prosecutors allege they targeted the Black Lives Matter movement.
Four men are charged with conspiracy to manufacture and ship firearms across state lines. One is a Marine, two are former Marines, once assigned to Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Federal prosecutors mined posts on a neo-Nazi website, as well as encrypted messages. They discussed violently taking over the government and taking back, quote, the land that is rightfully ours. The men held live fire training exercises, and according to the indictment, the men also discussed shooting Black Lives Matter protesters. After one of them scouted rallies the group held this summer in Boise, Idaho, it comes as the Department of Homeland Security has warned that violent white supremacy presents the worst terrorist threat to the country. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Food and Drug Administration says it'll hold a committee meeting December 10th to review Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. NPR's Richard Harris reports Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech are seeking an emergency use authorization.
Pfizer says its vaccine candidate is 95% effective and has a good safety profile. Now the FDA is starting to review the company's data to make sure that a product that could be used by tens of millions of Americans deserves a thumbs up. Part of that evaluation process will involve an FDA advisory committee, an event that allows the public to watch as experts review and discuss the data. Even though the vaccine has been developed in record time, the FDA has taken steps to assure the public that it is not cutting corners in its review. Polls show that many Americans are skeptical about taking a coronavirus vaccine, and it needs to be widely used in order to bring the pandemic under control. Richard Harris, NPR News.
This is NPR. Canada's largest city, Toronto, is being ordered to lock down starting Monday because of the spread of coronavirus. Nearly all non-essential businesses will be shuttered. The country's top public health official says the surge has far surpassed the peak of the spring. Conservationists are again battling Trump administration plans to lift some protections for a near-threatened and previously endangered species. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports.
The ground-dwelling greater sage grouse continues to be at the center of a bitter conflict between the Trump administration and conservationists. The administration has announced plans that ease protections and allow for more mining and drilling in the bird's habitats, which ignores a federal court ruling that protects the land. Formal publication by U.S. officials in the Federal Register could allow the plans to take effect shortly before Trump leaves office. The six plans would impact land in Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, northeastern California, and Oregon. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be given an International Emmy Award Monday for his daily televised pandemic briefings earlier this year. The International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences says it's recognizing Cuomo for effectively creating TV shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure to effectively inform and calm the public. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.